Even from the time that he was a boy, your grandfather Onyango was strange. He would wander off on his own for many days, and when he returned, he would not say where he had been. He was very serious always. He never laughed or played games with the other children, and never made jokes. He was always curious about other people's business, which is how he learned to be an herbalist. As a boy, your grandfather sat in the hut of the herbalist in his village, watching and listening carefully while the other boys played, and in this way he gained knowledge. When your grandfather was still a boy, we began to hear that the white man had come to Kisumu Town. It was said that these white men had skin as soft as a child's, but that they rode on a ship that roared like thunder and had sticks that burst with fire. Before this time, no one in our village had seen white men, only Arab traders who sometimes came to sell us sugar and cloth. But even that was rare, for our people did not use much sugar, and we did not wear cloth, only a goatskin that covered our genitals. When the elders heard these stories, they discussed it among themselves and advised the men to stay away from Kisumu until this white man was better understood. Despite this warning, Onyango became curious and decided that he must see these white men for himself. One day he disappeared, and no one knew where he had gone. Then, many months later, while Obama's other sons were working the land, Onyango returned to the village. He was wearing the trousers of a white man, and a shirt like a white man, and shoes that covered his feet. The small children were frightened, and his brothers didn't know what to make of this change. They called on their father, Obama, who came out of his hut, and the family gathered round to stare at Onyango's strange appearance. "What has happened to you?" Obama asked. "Why do you wear these strange skins?" Onyango said nothing, and Obama decided that Onyango must be wearing trousers to hide the fact that he was circumcised, which was against Luo custom. He thought that Onyango's shirt must be covering a rash or sores. Obama turned to his other sons and said, "Don't go near this brother of yours. He is unclean." Then he returned to his hut, and the others laughed and shunned Onyango. Because of this, Onyango returned to Kisumu, and he would remain estranged from his father for the rest of his life. Things began to change with the first of the white man's wars. During this time, your grandfather worked for the white man. Few people could speak English or Swahili in those days. Men didn't like to send their sons to the white man's school, preferring that they work with them on the land. But Onyango had learned to read and write, and understood the white man's system of paper records and land titles. This made him useful to the white man, and during the war he was put in charge of road crews. Eventually he was sent to Tanganyika, where he stayed for several years. When he finally returned, he cleared land for himself in Kindu, but it was far away from his father's compound, and he rarely spoke to his brothers. He didn't build a proper hut for himself, but instead lived in a tent. People had never seen such a thing, and they thought he was crazy. After he had staked his claim, he traveled to Nairobi, where a white man had offered him a job.